You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
This is Lori Prox here with Sophia Palomar, a senior at Valdez High School. And Sophia, I know you have some plans for after graduation. Can you share those with our listeners?
Sure. So after graduation, I plan on going to Fairbanks to True North School of Leadership, where I'll be studying psychology to become a social worker in the future.
And Sophia, I know you've represented Valdez, I believe, on the Copper Valley Electric Association Student Leadership Rally. You're involved in Student Council. How have those experiences shaped you?
So those experiences have definitely shaped me in a way where I've become more comfortable in interacting with different types of people, like not just kids my age, but also with adults and new people. So I think attending the Idaho Youth Rally from Copper Valley Electric has definitely helped me with interaction. Like, it's taught me to interact with people better, like not just people that I'm comfortable with, because I've grown up in Valdez, so I see the same like 10 people every day. So it's definitely a cool experience getting to meet new people and interacting with others.
Sophia, that gets you out of Valdez. Long term, do you see yourself as an Alaskan or not sure? And Sophia, you've been pretty active in track, dance. Are you planning to stay active in pursuits outside of schooling, and what are those?
I do not think that I'll be running after high school, but I think I'll probably still keep dancing just as a hobby or something.
All right. And Sophia, do you have any advice for young kids?
For everybody that's going into high school next year, just remember to have fun, because it's a really fast 4 years, and half the time I'm pretty sure people won't remember like all the embarrassing things you've done.
You didn't do anything embarrassing, did you?
I threw up in front of my whole English class sophomore year.
Yeah, hard to get over that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Sophia, how has this COVID-19 changed your perspective on life, graduation?
Positive side of COVID is that it like has definitely taught me to really like roll with the punches, because it's life, so we can't always do everything that we plan to do.
All right, resiliency is good. Thanks a lot, Sophia Palomar. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lori Prox here with Kaylin Woods, a senior at Valdez High School. Kaylin, tell us a little bit about what you plan to do following high school.
So after high school, I plan to work all summer with my brother fishing, and then travel the world with him and just see where life takes me.
All right. Any idea what you want to do career-wise at some point?
I would like to go to trade school and learn technology and computing and just get into stuff like that, because all my life I've really just loved computers and loved technology stuff.
Now, I understand you might have dabbled in trying to make some money gaming.
Yes. I have actually made a couple $100 gaming, but I can't see myself in a career doing it, but it would be fun if that worked out.
And what are some experiences you've had through high school you feel that have really shaped you, or people who've had an influence on you?
Mr. Langseth has really impacted my life. He taught me a lot of stuff throughout high school. We played scatterball almost every day, which was my favorite game, and just really shaped me as a person.
Any advice for young kids, Kaylin?
My advice for young kids is just keep doing good on your homework. Keep staying up on homework. Really, that's really all. I mean, once you're good on homework, then everything's just out of the way.
And Kaylin Woods, COVID-19 is part of your graduation experience. Tell us how that's been for you.
Really annoying, because I don't get to do the sport that I love, which is track, and there's really not much jobs open for me right now that I can really make money off of now that I'm 18, but it's really impacted me a lot. It's harder to do homework and stuff like that, but it's really all.
Have you gained anything positive from the experience, or any kind of new outlook on life?
Yes, I have, actually. I've been out a lot more. Like, I went hiking with my mom and my dad, and I go on runs more. I just get out more, and I don't have to worry about school as much.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.